This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Today is going to be a very, very simple but important episode of The Breakdown. Today, I want to explain the difference between two things that you might hear about. One is called the ICC. The other is called the ICJ. One is the International Criminal Court. One is the International Court of Justice. And they are two very different systems with a different set of penalties, a different set of people overseeing them, and a very different set of responsibilities. But war crimes and genocide charges are being pursued in both places against Israel, and I want to explain the difference. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Today, like yesterday, is one of those days where I am in legal meetings almost all day long, and I have now just a few minutes between meetings. But I want to take this time to explain a very important difference between the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice. The difference is important, and you'll hear these three letters, ICC, International Criminal Court, ICJ, the International Court of Justice. You'll hear both of those a lot right now because South Africa just filed a genocide case against Israel in the ICJ, the International Court of Justice. The ICJ is particularly important because it is an extension of the United Nations. And as you may know, because they have blocked so much change and so many important resolutions and moments in the United Nations, Israel and the United States are a part of the United Nations. And so when someone pursues a war crimes case against Israel in the ICJ, they are a party to or a part of the ICJ. Israel is an official part of the ICJ. Israel can be prosecuted by the ICJ because Israel is a part of the United Nations. And if they don't want to be held accountable in the ICJ, Israel would have to leave the United Nations, which would be virtually unheard of, but not unimaginable right now, because Israel is banking on being completely and totally unaccountable. Now, the ICJ does not have the arrest power to arrest and jail anyone, but they can have deep sanctions, deep consequences administratively, both in and outside of the UN. Say Israel was charged with genocide by the ICJ, the rest of the world would have to determine, are they still going to interact with a nation that is currently committing genocide? Because sanctions could be levied against them. In other words, if you are going to still be a part of the UN, you could not ignore whatever the ICJ ultimately decides to do because they are an extension of the UN. And just a quick point, the United Nations and Israel can't veto, as they've done on the Security Council, they can't veto what the ICJ does. So just a quick summary, the ICJ is an extension of the United Nations. Almost every nation in the world is a part of the United Nations. And if the ICJ, which could take months or years, eventually charged Israel with genocide or incitement to genocide, if they do such a thing, it could have devastating consequences unless the rest of the world decides to leave the UN. And we are in such a weird moment that such a thing is not impossible. Okay, it's a very peculiar time. Now, the ICC is also very important, the International Criminal Court. They are not at all linked to the ICJ. They are not partners. They are not affiliates. And the International Criminal Court is a completely independent body from the UN. It has nothing to do with the UN. Now, every nation in the world is not a part of the ICC. About 150 nations are, but guess which two nations are not? The United States and Israel, because they would have already been charged with genocide and war crimes and other things if they were a part of it. The United States and Israel has had war criminals for hundreds of years. Okay, like this is not new. The United States and Israel have been deeply, deeply unethical and have made evil, violent decisions that have caused tremendous harm for generations. Now, when the ICC finds someone guilty or just charges someone, as they charged, Russia is a great example. The International Criminal Court charged Vladimir Putin with war crimes. Now, they issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. Now, the ICC does not have the power to go into Russia and arrest him because Russia is not a part of the ICC. But what that means is that Vladimir Putin can no longer travel to any of the 150-plus ICC party nations, the member states of the ICC, because there's an open warrant for his arrest. And the same if Israel ever decides, if the ICC ever decides to issue charges against Israel for war crimes, they actually have the arrest power. And if the individual people that they charge travel to any of those 150 plus nations, they will be arrested. And so, many member states have already filed a war crimes case against Israel in the ICC. South Africa is now leading the way in the International Court of Justice. And so there are multiple parallel cases going on. Typically, these things are very slow and very tedious. And as it stands, while they could have long-term consequences, as it stands, my educated guess is that they would not stop Israel from doing what it's currently doing. I hope I've unpacked and explained it in a way that helps you. I've got to run. Love and appreciate all of you. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.